humanity and inclusion. Hi, helping the world's most vulnerable people. Humanity and Inclusion Hi is dedicated to helping the world's most vulnerable people. The organization uses a comprehensive approach to improve the living conditions of people with disabilities and vulnerable minorities who are often forgotten by humanitarian aid, to ensure they can access the support they need. Populations exposed to the risk of disease, violence, or disabling accidents. People who have experienced severe psychological trauma. Vulnerable populations, in particular people with disabilities. Refugee populations and populations affected by or displaced due to crises, conflicts, or natural disasters. Populations exposed to the threat of weapons, munitions, and explosive devices. HI's work is based on the value of humanity. They include everyone without exception and champion each individual's right to dignity. Respect, benevolence, and humility guides their work. This organization advocates inclusion and participation for everyone, upholding diversity, fairness, and individual choices. They value difference. HI is active in 60 countries. Here are a few of their projects. Pakistan, Sexual and Reproductive Health Campaign. Under Wish 2 Action Project, HI Pakistan launched a one-month inclusive sexual and reproductive health ISRH campaign. The campaign was launched in collaboration and consultation with Special Education Department and other key stakeholders in 8 districts where the Wish Consortium is already working. The campaign focused on engaging students with disabilities, boys and girls, parents, teachers, guardians, and other persons with disabilities to orient them on life skills-based education and ISRH. Inclusion and disability mainstreaming was the core cross-cutting theme of the campaign. It was a unique experience to conduct this campaign with individuals having different sorts of impairment: hearing, visual, mental, physical, etc. It was the first time parents and teachers were engaged in an inclusive sexual and reproductive health campaign. Special education departments, health departments, and other key stakeholders took a keen interest and provided their support. Nepal, mobile camp. Many women and girls in rural communities keep their sexual and reproductive health issues a secret, ashamed of what family members and society at large will say, said Prerna, health and rehabilitation officer with HI. Humanity and Inclusion, along with Uri Hospital and its local partner organization, XADB, recently conducted a free health and rehabilitation outreach camp to assess and provide physiotherapy and rehabilitation care to the women with reproductive health issues in Dilaka. We organized the camp at the community level so that women who are busy with household chores can come and get a checkup done, Prerna added. Indonesia, HI provides nutrition care packages, assistive devices, and PPEs as part of COVID-19 response in Yogyakarta, through the I Am Safe, a COVID-19 response and recovery project funded by the European Union. HI conducted the distribution of food and non-food items on March 22, 2021. The head of district office in Gunung Kidul, key staff, head of village, and representatives of beneficiaries from local implementation areas attended the event. The activity included distributing nutrition care packages for 1,200 beneficiaries in the districts, 83 assistive devices for persons with disabilities in 2 batches, and personal protective equipment PPEs for health frontliners. HI Indonesia was represented by country coordinator and I Am Safe project manager. Indonesia, accessible recruitment processes resulted in the hiring of youth with visual impairment in Jakarta. The Forward Together project team in Jakarta worked closely with Gourmet Collection and Touchpoint Hotel Loyalty in analyzing these barriers and identifying ways to ensure the accessibility of the work environment for persons with disabilities. The process involved 1. Conducting awareness sessions on disability, accessibility, and inclusive employment practices. 2. Physical accessibility audit of the office environment. 3. Support in onboarding and socialization and providing disability awareness to colleagues and supervisors, and 4. Coaching in reasonable accommodation and performance management. Despite the challenges that the pandemic presented, close collaboration with the Gourmet Collection in every step of the way resulted in the hiring of 5 youth with visual impairment as telemarketers. Maya Boring, supervisor of Gourmet Collection and project manager Touchpoint Hotel Loyalty, commented, "Since our colleagues started, we have not observed any significant challenges. They showed good performance, and they also do presentations. We found creative ways to support them when they engage with clients." www.hi.org